USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's legal efforts to overturn the results of Nevada's presidential election will be decided Friday after Carson City District Court Judge James Russell said he wanted more time to review the evidence presented. The evidence shows tens of thousands of voters had cast multiple ballots or lived out of state or were deceased at the time of the election. The judge will report back by 10 a.m. Pacific, giving enough time for parties to potentially appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. In Georgia, a hostile governor towards President Trump's election fraud claims has changed his tune. Republican Brian Kemp now says there should be a signature audit of Georgia ballots. Thursday night, security videos were released with shocking images. It shows poll supervisors closing down counts for the night. After everyone left, four poll workers stayed behind, pulling out numerous suitcases from under tables. For several hours, they inputted the ballots from the suitcases without supervisors or poll observers. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let's get a COVID-19 vaccine update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into it.
The first COVID-19 vaccines are likely to be given emergency use authorization in a couple weeks. Bill Gates, who has been helping fund treatment development, tells NBC's Today Show it's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Things are getting worse right now. And so the next 4 or 5 months actually look pretty grim, unless we can really double down on our behavior. But the tools, both treatment tools like antibodies and some of these amazing vaccines, will start to roll out. Almost all the vaccines are going to succeed. It is great science, great industrial manufacturing, great cooperation.
The FDA is scheduled to meet about the Pfizer vaccine on December 10th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
December 10th is when the FDA starts the U.S. approval process. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Did Communist China intentionally infect the world with coronavirus? USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
The director of national intelligence says that China's policies led to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Director John Ratcliffe called China the greatest threat to American national security and said that the U.S. needs to take that threat more seriously. He tells CBS News that China's ruling party knew about the initial spread of the virus and chose to lie to the rest of the world about it.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that, and they've taken advantage of that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first China virus case in the United States was a Washington state man who became ill on January 19th after returning from Wuhan, China on January 15th. NASA officials are calling it the Great Conjunction, saying it won't be seen again until 2080. In fact, this is the first time since the Middle Ages the Christmas star will light up the sky on the winter solstice. From Earth's viewpoint, Jupiter and Saturn will be very close to one another and look like a double planet when they appear to nearly collide on December 21st, forming a rare phenomenon known as the Christmas star. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.